Without trust, society stagnates.
Economies decline.
And businesses fail.
My Security Media believes through security,
trust between individuals,
organisations,
and government can be maintained. Welcome to the
Cybersecurity
Weekly Podcast.
Hi, I'm Maurie Morgan, and welcome to the Cybersecurity Weekly Podcast. In this interview, Chris Cubbage talks to Leanne Fry, Chief Innovation Officer, and Raj Walton, Director for Innovation, both of AUSTRAC at the ASEAN Australia Codathon held in Sydney. The three discuss the 32-hour non-stop Codathon and its importance in helping to generate ideas for tackling money laundering and terrorism financing through collaboration with people and groups from around the region. Leanne and Raj also talk about their challenges in ensuring secure information sharing across the region, increasing the agility of AUSTRAC, their open financial intelligence unit, AUSTRAC's innovation hub, and the emergence of cryptocurrency and blockchain and its regulation to further manage crime. Now, here's Chris Cubbage, Leanne Fry, and Raj Walton.
Maybe Leanne, we'll start with you. The purpose of the Codathon, I suppose, bringing ASEAN into this as a region and some of the key innovation sort of trends that you're seeing.
Thanks, Chris. We work through our work on the Counterterrorism Financing Summit with a lot of our regional partners. We recognise that money laundering and terrorism financing are crimes without borders.
Yep.
And so we can't deal with them by ourselves. And that goes not just for government and our ASEAN partners, but industry, academia, regtech sector, the fintech sector. And in fact, the sum of the parts is the gift here. If we all get together and we all share and we all learn, then collectively we've got a much better chance of solving those problems and preventing issues in the future. So the idea behind the Codathon is collaboration in action. We want collaboration not just to be a word, we want it to be a behaviour.
Yep.
We know how to do. We can't solve this problem by ourselves. And so working with very clever people across all those sectors, it can only benefit all of us. If we have even a few people at the Codathon who learn more about money laundering, terrorism financing as a result of these 32 hours, then that's a win as well for us. But what we're keen to see is some very clever solutions coming out at the end of it. We need to understand emerging technologies like blockchain. We can't just wait for the criminals to use them. We need to understand what the capability is, both for bad but for good.
Raj, I suppose, has it been difficult to get people together in an event like this for 32 hours? They're not leaving, so they're stuck here.
That's right.
And just for the audience, the first hour has just finished. So
yep, that's right.
There's only 31 hours to go.
I mean, the event itself, like as you know, hackathons, codathons, ideas jams, they're not a new concept. They've been around for a number of years, but in the context of us being a government, an agency, and a financial intelligence agency,
and a regulator.
We wear lots of hats. It's very unique. It builds off one that we actually ran in Kuala Lumpur last year at the CTF summit.
Right.
But this one, you know, we've done it once before, so we cast the net out, and we were absolutely shocked and amazed at the amount of nominations we had for the event. So it surpassed all of our expectations. The logistics of running it obviously takes time, but we've got some amazing people doing all of that. And you can see the end result of it out there now in the room. There's a great vibe. There's a thirst to learn off each other, share ideas, share knowledge, and to interact with people that we all normally don't come across in the way of doing our business, generally, as a rule. So as tough as it is pulling it off, the end results are just fill us all with pride. It's great to be a part of.
Great. Leanne, you're going to be a judge. Reg, you're a judge too, eh?
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Okay, Leanne, so Leanne, you're a judge. What type of problems are the teams being presented with? And I suppose, what outcomes would you like to see?
Well, what we're keen to see is some really innovative solutions. Looking at using some of these newer platforms to solve issues like identity. Can we track identity better? One of the fundamental challenges we'd love someone to just solve for us is secure information sharing.
Yeah.
If we could get the right secure channels between all of the regional partners, it's a game changer for us. So, again, it's a very unique way for us to throw very real problems out there that we either might not have the resources to focus on at the moment, or again, the power of 32 hours of intense coding with the right people. You know, again, it's amazing what they can come up with.
Is that part of the challenge, particularly even in your roles, is the problem is so big and has come so fast that, and government tends to operate so slowly, that's been the challenge?
Yes, it's always a challenge, and it's a challenge, isn't it, in the new, you know, fourth industrial revolution. Yep. The law often lags.
Yep.
Government often lags because it's so caught up in service delivery. And so what we've done in AUSTRAC over the last 12 months, 18 months actually, is up our agility. We've been very, very targeted at making our delivery capability internally agile. It's an overused word, but it's real for us because we need to be able to move faster. We're only an agency of 300 people, so we actually can. And it's going right through the agency now too. It's not just our tech delivery, it's our intelligence capability. And we've got a program called Smarter Regulation now where we're working with industry to say, how do we do this better?
Well, really, it is about reaching out to industry because government can't do it on its own. How much have you had to partner with industry? Is that one of the first things? And then how do you build that trust because government can be difficult to work with or mistrusting as well in terms of reaching
out? Trust is absolutely key, Chris. You're right. We launched a public-private partnership called Fintel Alliance last year, and we actually have industry and a number of other organisations as members in that with us now, working side by side on operational matters. So that helps build trust because we're co-working on solving some of these problems. But it's like any relationship. It needs integrity on every side and commitment. And as you say, trust is really important. And what drives that trust, though, are tangible outcomes. So jointly working together to share information to solve problems, you start seeing the benefits and that really builds that relationship.
How is Australia sitting with the rest of ASEAN? I mean, it was last year that the Singapore Monetary Authority was in Sydney talking to the likes of ASIC and probably came and spoke to you guys. So I would imagine Australia, Singapore are sitting there quite comfortably. How does that spread through? Well, okay,
that
word comfortable. No, I don't think anyone's comfortable, but in terms of spreading that through ASEAN, because if I'm a criminal or an organised crime group, I'll just stay away from Australia, Singapore, and go through the likes of Cambodia or
Myanmar. Absolutely,
that's
exactly right, and that's one of the reasons that we wanted ASEAN, represented here. We've got members from every region at this event. It's about capability uplift, which is really, really important for us. So while there may be some regions that do things better than others, there's other components that others do better than us, for example. So there's no better way than to collaborate effectively at events like this, whether it's sharing information and our knowledge. You know, we've got analysts that are now being embedded in other regions and the like to actually bring those countries along. And for us, it's all about what we have, everyone can use. We're a very agile, open source sort of facing agency.
And I suppose it's not the first time. You mentioned you're in KL last year. So how long has this collaboration been going on, would you say? Is this only the second year or?
Fintel Alliance, we launched in March last year. So we're into its first year of operation and it's got a number of streams under it. As Raj said, through the Counterterrorism Financing Summit, we have working groups that with our regional partners that continue. So we've got a technology forum, there's an intelligence forum, and there are a number of activities that we undertake. One of the initiatives that we're working hard on at the moment is an open FIU, Open Financial Intelligence Unit, looking at how we can architect for our regional partners open source products that give them, big analytics, a lot more flexibility than they might have had at, really cost-effective levels as well, because the financial commitment that some of them are able to make is very different to Australia. So we've got to be mindful of that and stop locking solutions away behind walls because that just limits our ability to then share.
What are some of the opportunities, say, for industry or Australian businesses in this space? And where should they go for some information?
Oh, look,
you talk about the the Finance Alliance.
Absolutely. Like they can contact, we've got an innovation hub at AUSTRAC. That's part of our innovation capability.
Yeah.
And that's a sort of safe space for this sort of co-design to occur. So we can have people from government, from the private sector, you know, that include the banks and the reporting entities and the like, that coming in to develop solutions together in a safe area. So for us, they can contact us at innovation@austrac.gov.au. We're always happy to facilitate, coordinate and design some planning and methodologies, share technologies. We're very much an open book, and we're keen to collaborate with anyone at any time, right, wherever they can.
And probably just want to touch on blockchain and also cryptocurrencies. You're starting to regulate cryptocurrency. What are some of the challenges there for you? Because it's easy to say, yeah, we're going to regulate that.
Absolutely. So our approach there has actually been to get the industry reps in, the crypto exchanges, add workshop with them. How do we regulate? So rather than come in as a heavy-handed regulator and say, you know, here's what you're going to do, again, one of our missions is to make sure that regulation doesn't come at a punitive cost. You know, if we can benefit industry, improve regulation but lower the cost of it, then that's a win for everybody. So we've had the crypto group in, and we've actually worked with them to say, here are the outcomes we want to achieve. Here's what regulation looks like. How do we do it? The challenge there for us potentially will be scale, I think. You know, a lot of people are saying that's going to grow very fast.
Yeah.
I think there's still some question about the on-off, you know, the fiat currency and how that sits alongside it. So it's an emerging area, I think.
Are you regulating it with, I suppose, what mindset do you come in to regulate it? Are you regulating it with the tax office as well sitting alongside, or are you regulating it more from counter-terrorism and money laundering?
Yeah. It's our legislation, but we do partner, certainly around information and data exchange, with partner agencies like the ATO. But the regulation is really from the AML-CTF legislation. That's our obligation. That's our remit.
Yeah.
But we're very mindful of you know, joined-up government and information and the power of that. Potentially, that's constrained by legislation. And
so it's really, you're coming in with that mindset of making sure that crime isn't being facilitated through.
By that.
Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, Chris, that's one of the challenges out here involves blockchain, solutions being developed using the blockchain. We don't enter the room and pretend we know everything about it. It's about us learning from others who have that expertise in that area. It's critical.
Well, interestingly, and I mentioned it, I just interviewed Adam Spencer, but I was there's a technical committee 292 meeting in Sydney this week, so about 20 countries represented at Standards Australia. I heard in the grapevine that there was a delegation technical committee on blockchain being led by China. Is that something, again, are you aware that there are blockchain standards being developed?
We're involved.
Wonderful.
We're involved. Yes, okay. We've got a technical rep on that. So absolutely, absolutely. And we've got to understand it. We can't just sit and not both, like I said earlier, recognise how it might be used, you know, badly, but also what the opportunity is for us. It might be that horizon solution that just is an absolute game changer for us.
And you said it yourself, you know, government can move slowly. The criminals don't.
No.
It's fluid in nature. They use sophisticated techniques and methodologies, so we have to do our best to keep up.
Wonderful. Well, Leanne Fry, the chief, I haven't got my glasses on, the
chief innovation officer.
Thank you, I was going to say that. The chief innovation officer, and Raj Walton, you're
director of innovation.
Director of innovation. Thank you very much for having us down here at the Codathon. ASEAN Australia AUSTRAC Codathon here at Sydney, and another 31
hours
to go.
Long way to go.
So thank you very much.
Thanks, Chris. Cheers.